89.3 The Current. You are listening to The Current's Morning Show. We have a special guest in the studio right now. Why? Because we're getting very excited for the home opener, Minnesota United Football Club, this Saturday. Manny Lagos is the head coach of the Minnesota United Football Club. He's here with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
I've been learning a lot about you as I've been kind of learning more and more about soccer. I understand, Manny, that your name is, I mean, it's pretty big here around the Twin Cities as far as the soccer world goes. You've got quite the legacy around here.
Well, I grew up here, so yeah. I hope some people here know me. But no, I come from a family that's loved this sport and loved this community. A father who's been a great pioneer for soccer, not only locally but nationally. You know, I moved back here after a 15-year pro career, and I've just been excited to be involved in the sport. And right now is such an exciting time for soccer just because of you know, the new energy and vision of a new ownership group. A lot of great news there. And it's a great sport. It's just adding to this already great community. And I'm telling people who are going, we're almost at a sellout for this weekend. So I encourage you to get your tickets if you want to go see an amazing home opener, an amazing atmosphere, and hopefully amazing product on the field and a win. It's just been a special time for soccer for me because it's been a lifelong thing where I've been in this state and see the potential. And it seems like it's happening. Every day it gets bigger and bigger.
With Minnesota United being in the news so much as the next expansion team of MLS, I have to imagine that there is a lot of excitement around the home opener. What can people expect on a Saturday's game?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, regardless of whatever league we're in, we have some of the coolest, most awesome fans in the entire country. You know, there's one of our big fan groups. We've got a couple fan groups. They're called the Dark Clouds. And I just think they're amazing. You know, they're so clever. They're so smart in terms of their chants and their cheers for the game. They create this amazing atmosphere, amazing noise. And then they're also, you know, very talented artistically. You know, we have these things called TIFO that particularly at big games, they make big artists work and they put it over their heads in the stands and stuff like that. And every year for the first game, they always try to top what they've done the year before. So, again, I'm just looking forward to that atmosphere. I'm looking for my players to get experience. We have some new players to experience our home fans.
Well, who are some of those players that we should keep our eye on?
Sure. I would say, you know, one of the guys, unfortunately, is going to be injured this year is Ibsen Da Silva, who was our biggest signing in the offseason. I tell people this is a player that has played unbelievable levels in Brazil, in Italy, in Russia. 3 years ago, he was on the field with Neymar, who is one of the best players in the world right now. Playing with him as a teammate. So, unfortunately, he'll be injured this weekend. But I didn't like to switch over to our younger generation. We have a player, Miguel Ibarra, who is on the U.S. national team. Just played last week when we beat the Mexican national team. The U.S. did 2-0. Played 45 outstanding minutes in the second half. Great young talent. You know, he's the only player, I think, in our entire league on the U.S. men's national team. Another young guy, Christian Ramirez, a great California kid who came to us a couple years ago. Leading scorer in the league last year, the forward of the year, great player, great young talent. So, again, I would, as a coach, I want to list even more of my guys. But to the fan base here, it's a great young group of players. Having said that, we're 0-2, so it's a big game for us. I'm sorry, we're 0-1-1, so it's a big game for us this weekend.
Do you have to do a lot of research to get your players? Are you flying around looking at players in different parts of the world to figure out who to recruit to be on your team?
Yeah, it's always evolving. The sport's getting bigger and bigger. And one of the things that I like to tell people about soccer is that as we grow and expand, and in particular as this MLS platform kind of becomes more realistic, we are not just on a footprint of the national footprint of this league. We become on this big global footprint. And what I like to say about that, and I'll get back to the recruiting of players, is that we now our name is more global. So when we travel, for example, we went to Brazil and we bring up things, now they'll know about our team and they'll relate to the Twin Cities via soccer. So it's one of those things I'm so excited about. And the other part of it is, yeah, we are in the global market for players. And right now we currently actually have 6 Brazilians on our team. We've had Italians in the past, Japanese, all over the place, all over the world. So in the offseason, like any other season, you try to get better, you try to find players, and you try to fit what your budget is. And yeah, that takes me quite often all around the world to look for players.
89.3 The Current. We are talking with Manny Lagos. He's the head coach of Minnesota United. Well, I can say that as a staff member of The Current, we're really excited to team up with you guys with Minnesota United this season. Again, the home opener is Saturday night against the San Antonio Scorpions at the National Sports Center Stadium in Blaine. And there's even a Current section. You were mentioning, you know, the fans. What do you call your big fans again?
The Dark
again?
Clouds.
Yes, the Dark Clouds. And so you can check out what that's all about as well. But we're really excited to have a Current section as well. So, I don't know, it just seems like cool to pair up a music station with soccer.
It's so cool. I mean, listen, you guys are cool. You guys are such an amazing state radio station. Amazing what you guys, everything you do is awesome. And I just look at, you know, when you go up to the soccer games now and you have food trucks, you have this feeling of Minnesota, and it's awesome. It really is. And I try to say that's why I'm so excited about the growth of soccer, because I think it's giving a lot of Minnesotans even more of an identity about how much they like this place. And I'm a big fan of all our sports. I really, truly love them. I think they make us who we are. I mean, you know, I joked the other day, even the Mall of America makes us who we are, whether
right.
we love or hate
yep.
it. It's kind of been part of us. And I look at the experience up there. The soccer gives the identity of Minnesota. And we certainly, you know, for somebody who's been a lifelong fan of this place, you guys have been doing that for years.
Do you think that with all the excitement about soccer, do you think there's going to be a whole new group of young kids who are going to start playing soccer because of your team and end up going to all the games and being like real soccer fans instead of football fans or something like that?
So I always say I think we are going to find our own niche. You know, mm-hmm. we have these other great sports where Minnesotans love and they should love them. But you're exactly right. I think at the end of the day, I'm actually here because in the 70s we had a team called the Minnesota Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I went to some games and some athletes there inspired me to think about if I could stay into this game as long as I can, which I'm trying to do, by the way. And I hope we have a next generation of that. I know we already do. I mean, I'll be honest. I wake up in the morning. My son has an iPad. He's already looked at every highlight of every game around the world.
Wow.
He's played FIFA already or Tactics Manager, more transactions than I've probably done in my career. So long story short, I think we're already there. I really do. But I do hope and people, you know, really embrace that the current group of players right now are so dedicated to pioneering the sport that they really want to relate to the fans, the kids. They want to be what you're talking about, that inspiration to give them something to look forward to in life. So I really do believe that, yeah, I think we're going to affect some kids' life. And I actually try to tell that, guys. We have guys that go out in the community, do a ton of community service. And I remind them personally, that's one of the reasons why I'm in this game is because just randomly I've got that experience of being inspired by a high-level athlete.
The Minnesota United home opener is this Saturday night against the San Antonio Scorpions at the National Sports Center Stadium in Blaine. And, hey, come sit with us in the new Current section. Tickets in that section also support The Current, and you can find info about tickets and a free shuttle from Amsterdam Barn Hall at thecurrent.org. Yes, Team Current will be out in full force tomorrow afternoon. Manny Lagos is the head coach of Minnesota United. Have a great season, and we're really excited about the future of Minnesota United as well.
Thanks so much. Love it. I love that you guys are going to be out. I think it's going to be rocking. Thank you again.
89.3 The Current.